see chase and ambition, man. We're back in the alley, straight in the heads. Lord came wild blood, the spreadsheet man.
Oh, He was a guard in jail for a while and worked in this plastics factory for a while. Sometimes he had some jobs driving trucks, and a lot of times he was just home alone. And I remember we used to live next door to this gas station, and in the summertime, I had this little roof that was off my room. I used to pull my mattress out through the window and sleep out on the roof at night. The station used to close up about 1 o'clock, but all night long would be these guys pulling in and pulling out. I didn't know where they was going, just out down the highway towards the beach. I remember as soon as I got older, as soon as I was 16, I went downtown, started going to New York City a lot. Me and his friend and I used to take some odd jobs up there. We worked downtown for a while around the village. We used to hang up there until the money ran out, until the cops' cars just lazing around in Port Authority and proof us to send us back home. And my pop, every night, At 9 o'clock, he used to shut off all the lights in the house, and sit in the kitchen, drink a beer, smoke a cigarette. My mom, she used to sit in the front room with just the TV on, watch TV all night till she fell asleep. Woke up, go to work the next morning. And I'd get off that bus coming back from the city. And I know he'd be sitting in that kitchen waiting for me when I got home. He used to lock up the front door so that me and my sister couldn't come in around the front. We used to have to go in around the back to the kitchen so we'd see what time we came in. And if we came in early when he hadn't been sitting there too long, he hadn't had too much to drink, it wasn't too bad. But if I'd been gone for a few days, or if I came in late at night in the morning, he'd be sitting there in the dark waiting for me. And I'd stand in that driveway, and I'd look through the screen door, I could see the light of his cigarette. And I'd slip my hair back real tight so he couldn't tell how long it was. And I'd slip up on the porch and try to make it through the kitchen. And he'd wait till I hit about the bottom step. And he'd call me and come in and sit down with him and talk to him for a while. And with all the years I was sitting there, and he'd be telling me things I could always hear his voice, but I could never see his face. He started off talking about nothing much. What I was doing at school, where I was just gone. Pretty soon he'd be asking me where I got my money from and what I thought I was doing with myself. We ended up screaming at each other, and my mother, she'd always end up running from the front room to pull them off and trying to keep us from fighting with each other. I'd always end up running out the back door, screaming, tell him he was gonna have to understand that it was my life, and I was gonna do what I wanted to do. It's a hard world to get a break in.
This is the last time.
All the good things have been taken. There's ways to make certain these days. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is it. change of town and a big man join the band. We thought we could pick up the pieces and get away without getting hurt. But they crossed the state line and they caused them one less by your mind. It sounds brown and burning black. Whoa, chasing something in the night. Well, I stood stone like at midnight, suspended in my masquerade. Well, I combed my hair and it looked just right. And cut my hair up in the night brigade. I'm not afraid to die.
like to announce Bruce will be right back. Don't go away. The trouble is not in your receiver.
There I was! Riding down this dark road was about 10 years ago. I was in this 63 Impala that my old man gave me after he wrapped it up into a tree. And so if I could scrape it off the tree, I could have it. So I scraped it off, and it was me and a Miami and a big man. We was riding down this dark road, like taking these girls home, you know? Like we took them out to the movies and took them out to dinner. And we said, okay, what you girls want to do now? I said, we want to go home. All right, you know, all right. So we take them down this dark road, and like I turn the headlights out, turn off all the lights in the car. So it was so dark, you couldn't see nothing. We were just getting down this stretch of road, and all of a sudden, from out of the sky, came this flashlight. It was a little bigger than that, in truth. But that'll have to do for now. Sideswiped the Impala, right? Just put my foot on the brakes, went skidding off into the swamp, right? And, like, the girls, they was cursing and screaming at us and stuff, you know, saying we was assholes and stuff, because we didn't know what we were doing. So, like, you know, give me a break, you know? But we looked over in this field, and whatever was the sideswipe was sitting there in the middle of the swamp, and it was all shiny and humming, and, had an STP sticker on the side, she had the spark plugs on the side, it had hooker headers, and it said, Big Daddy Don Gurvitz. So I said, Miami, that's Big Daddy Don Gurvitz over there, man. And I said, that wasn't him, right? He said, sure it is, he wiped us off the road. So we go over there, right? We check it out, we get out of the car, girls are cursing at us, we walk through the mud right now. We're sort of uptight, you know? It's like the car's all fucked up, car's all wrecked up, but we're all muddy. And like, so we get over there and like the thing's just humming and stuff. All of a sudden, opens up, right? The little thing opens up. Out comes this cat doing this, like this Michael Rennie impersonation, you know? And he comes stumbling down the ramp, and he says, hey, you talk just like me, it's funny, you know? He said, hey, is this Mars? He said, no, man, you got the wrong block. This is, he said, we started laughing and stuff. He said, this ain't Mars, man, this is New Jersey. What are you doing? So this is New Jersey. He says, well, tell me how to get the turnpike so I can get this thing out of here, right? So he said, no way, man, you wrecked the car, the girls all pissed off at us, we ain't gonna tell you how to get any place. So, he said, okay, make a deal. Give you guys one wish, and you tell me where the turnpike is. All right, that sounds pretty good. So, he said, okay, Miami, what do you want? And Miami thought for a long time. Miami said, I want a blue suit. Boom! Second man, he had a blue suit. That's where he got that blue suit, I'm telling you. Right? Yeah. It's like, this is a big man, what do you want, man? What's your wish? Big man thought a few minutes, consulted with me. We decided white suit. Boom! Gets the white suit, man. Big man standing there like that. It's like, now is my time. Right now, I was thinking real slick, you know. I was thinking like, $1 million. My own laundromat. Let me see. New wheels for my car. No. So finally I said, okay, Mr. Spaceman, I want to be Mr. Spaceman. My wish is, I want to be. Rock and roll star.
just me and you. Just until I got the money, until we got the money, he was never gonna go any place. And I remember when I took all the money out of the bank, and he was gonna quit his job, I was gonna quit my job too. all night last night. You're the magic rat, you're a sleep machine. Wore a Jersey State line. Barefoot girl sitting on the hood of a Dodge, drinking warm beer in a soft summer rain. Grab pulls the towel, rolls up his pants. Together they take a stab at romance and disappear down from Inglewood. Chasing a rat with a barefoot girl. But the kids around here, they're just like shadows. We're always silent, holding hands. From the churches to the jails, tonight there's silence in the world. Yes, we take our stand. beneath a city too hard to me. My soul in your arms, running through a night so tender. In a bedroom locked, we whisper a song. Refusal and then surrender. In the tunnels of town, the red zone green guns I'm down. The shots that long don't hold me. Nobody's watching. One ambulance pulls away. The white girl shuts out the bedroom light. Outside the streets on fire in a real difference between what's flesh and what's fantasy. And then the punks down here don't write nothing. They just stand back and let it be. In the quick of the night, they reach for their own moment, try to make an honest stand. But they wind up wounded, and it's not even dead. Tonight, in jungle. I used to go out with this girl, and a long time ago, right? And she wrote all this stuff in my yearbook, you know, like she was gonna, like, you know, I'll always love you forever, you know, and I know we'll always be together, at least my half will, you know. That kind of, you know, it's the kind of stuff. My mother makes me look at her every time I go out west to teach me a lesson. There's this girl, she ran off with them. She ran off with this guy that owned a gas station down along the coast. And I chased her around for about 8 months after that. I used to sit in this tree outside her house and wait for her to come out. A lot of you jokers up there in them trees. No, I know, man. It's true. It's like, you know, these are like, you know, life's little tragedies, you know. You gotta sort of wax philosophical about them. That's good. Anyway, so wherever she is, Rosie, come out tonight. Little baby's kid.
Thank you. Thank you. along. Sister couldn't come in around the front. We used to have to get through the kitchen, come in around the side.
4 in the morning, I step out of that car and I stand there in the driveway. I look through the screen door and I can see the lighter cigarette right at the table. I stick my hand back real tight so I couldn't tell how long I was. I try to make it to the kitchen. And he would light up the bottom step. I stood out heading up towards my room and he'd call me every night to come back and sit down at the table. But sometimes he'd take me, make me go out with him in the car and we drive by this white house on the edge of town. The old man used to drive by that house every day, and I just sit outside looking at it. And we sit there in the dark, and he started talking to me. First it was just, how things was going, if I was getting by. Pretty soon it was, where was I getting my money from? And what I thought I was doing with myself. Now he was just sitting there watching my whole life turn into waste in front of his eyes. And we ended up screaming at each other. My mother ended up running from the front room trying to pull him off and trying to keep us from fighting with each other. And every night I ended up running back out the door, back out into the street, telling him someday he was just gonna have to learn to live with it. Because it was my life, and I was gonna do what I wanted to do. Well, it's a hard world to get a breakdown. It seemed like all the good fun.
Take it all, watch. Yeah! I remember.
Yeah, mommy left outside of town, this guy abandoned his car. In the middle of this old field. And maybe he used to hitchhike out there. It was pretty stripped down on the outside. The insides were still alright. It was about 300 to 400 feet above the track. And baby, baby, take me right in the back. Yeah, way down by the railroad tracks. Oh, in the backseat. That old Cadillac. Oh, baby, take me right in the back. Oh, baby, ride my back. Yeah, what's around? You're ready for the man. Oh, and down and down, and down and down, and down. They have these machines down there, they have these engines down there, there's this fire all in the back. The flames are switching across the sky. From the back seat all across the water shooting here. Baby, I remember you promised you would never go to any place without me. I remember you promised you would never go to any place without me. I remember you promised. I sat there on the end of the car, watched it burning. We watched it burning. Watched it burning. I watched it rushing towards us. I felt it rushing towards us across the field. The flames rushing towards us across the field. Watching the flames rushing towards us across the field. And I know that you promised. I know that you promised. Yeah, baby, I knew you lied. Baby, I knew you lied. You're pretty
strangers of this homecoming in Harlem, late last night. Magic Rap drove a sick machine over the Jersey State Line. Down from Boston on the hood of a Dodge, drinking warm beer with a soft summer rain. Red pulls the town, rolls up his pants. Together they take a stab at romance and disappear down from the good name. Chasing a rat and a barefoot girl. The kids out there look just like shadows. Always sighting over the hands. And from the churches to the jails, to make your way silent to the road. As we take our stand down in the jungle.
Thank you. They reach for their own money and try to make an honest name.